Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reach. Bringing Douglas River Gold, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River Gold, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Living see his girls, I'm throwing pins, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing covers, dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked riches, no conflicts, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hate me, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas River Gold, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River Gold, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinking of your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Yo, what is good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Co-host Ghetto G will join us very shortly. And coming up Wednesday night. Wednesday. Poisonous Logic. And of course, following that, Friday is the 3rd of January, marking the 1st of the Fridays, which means Friday is Riddle Box Night, which means you are getting nothing. And I mean nothing but the fucking Riddle Box Friday night. So if you got a request, you might as well fucking put them on hold until after Riddle Box is done. You see, Friday is the continuation of the countdown to Juggalo Day. But you see, February, you get 2 Joker's cards. But I'm going to leave it up to you guys for Carnival Carnage. Which version of COC would you like to hear on Juggalo Day? Hit us up on the Juggalo Rattery like page. JR Street Team Group. Hit me, Havoc, Juggalo Rider Radio, or Ghetto G, the Wicked Stunner, all up on Facebook. Hit us up. Let us know what version of Carnival Carnage
you want to hear. Because we know there's more than one. Just like there's more than one version of the great Malenko. But y'all have the power. Y'all get to choose which version of COC you get. And for those who are a little bit confused as to what I'm talking about, I know there's a lot of y'all. Put it simple, motherfuckers. You got Carnival Carnage. You got Carnival Carnage Island re-release. And of course, you got the Psychopathic original release. So, now I will give y'all a little taste, you know, a little history, if you will, and let you know what the difference is. Difference is, on one side, you got 13 tracks. On, of course, on the Island one, it's 13. But, you see, here's the thing with that. There's a little bit extra for that one. But, the Psychopathic original release is 15 tracks. A couple tracks you probably never heard before. Unless you've actually heard the true original release. Such as Is That You? Featuring Kid Rock. Taste. Featuring Isham. Night of the Axe. See, it all comes down on you. Now, the decision's up to you. Do you want the Island re-release? Or the Psychopathic Records original release? Let us know. All up to you. Now, let's kick JRR off with Big M and Fat Man the Glutton. Nobody Like You.
Girl, you know I love you and everything about you. Never make you change, couldn't live life without you. The way you make me feel, I can never describe. Always picking me up when I just wanna cry. Rubbing on my back when life is getting rough. See my light in the tunnel even though it's getting tough. And I know I'm a dick and I hesitate to bump. But just remember this, sometimes that's love. Us against the world, cause you've always got my back. And I've always got yours, let's believe in the facts. And you know we got them haters always talking in the ear. But we saying fuck them though, cause our love is so sincere. Yeah, I heard the stories and all the naughty tales. So ask me if I care and my answer never fails. The love I got for you, I don't think it'd ever stop. And if you ever left, my heart would just rock.
I love the way you do it, baby, please don't stop. Every time you try and kiss me, my heart just drops. Can't nobody ever do it quite like you do. This is my way of here telling you I love you. Love the way you do it, baby, please don't stop. Every time you try and kiss me, my heart just drops. Can't nobody ever do it quite like you do. First time I ever saw you, I knew something was there. Even though I had a man, we didn't care. First time we ever kissed, I got chills on my spine. I knew some way I had to make you mine. You're the only one I know who can tame my crazy ass. The one who accepted me in spite of my past. You're everything to me, you really mean a lot. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be in the spot. We took it day by day, you helped me get through. I never could have done it, baby, it was all you. You never ever judged me, not even once. In spite of what they say, you ignored all the fuss. I love all your kisses, you know just what to do. And when you get on the mic, nobody does it like you. If you ever try to leave, I don't know what I'd do. I can't get by in this life unless it's with you. I love the way you do it, baby, please don't stop. Every time you try and kiss me, my heart just drops. Can't nobody ever do it quite like you do. This is my way of telling you I love you. I love the way you do it, baby, please don't stop.
never ask for more than just to be a part of your day-to-day life. So just keep me in your mind, that's all I really want. Cause you know what love is blind, and anything that happened you can tell me over time. I don't care about the details, I'm just glad to call you mine.
You're the one who gets me like no one else. Before we got together my life was hell. You never lie to me, you say what you gotta say. You're like my rainbow on a cold winter day. Can't wait to get a house, family and kids. Fuck what people say, they don't know how it is. You treat me so amazing, it's a lot to get used to. I treat you like my king, baby, I'm never leaving you. I love the way you do it, baby, please don't stop. Every time you try and kiss me, my heart just drops. Can't nobody ever do it quite like you do. This is my way of telling you I love you. I love the way you do it, baby, please don't stop. Every time you try and kiss me, my heart just drops. Can't nobody ever do it quite like you do.
And we are back. Let's see up next what to give y'all, what to give y'all. Well, since we got Poisonous Logic coming up for their interview, I say Illogical.
And now, boys and girls.
Today, now that I am something, you must up the same way. My whole situation's illogical. The way you feel like me can't believe in the DVE. All you little carbon copy clones. Pick your favorite rapper style. Copy and paste into your brain file. I hear one more outburst from you. You get slipped like Onyx. Set and pose, I'm fine, yeah. Put your fucking hands in the air like a robbery. We're taking everything, homie. Ain't no stopping me. You better quit now. Rappers don't understand, we are logic here. Put your fucking hands in the air like a robber. We're taking everything, and we ain't gonna stop it here. We better quit now. Right now, we're fucking shit to jail. Rappers don't understand, we are logic here. Illogical, diabolical, on a bubonic flow. Find the ironic, chaotic, fucking chronic, leave myself catatonic. I'm addicted to purely spitting the bomb shit. Toxic fumes looming overhead, mixed with the darkness. Torn apart, I'm heartless, so departed regardless. You coming with, it's harmless. I'm armed with an arsenal to fuck you in the dome with no condom. Metaphorically, I'm on one. Something constant and need these cold words that I said. It's real, real instead. It won't stop even when you rest. Like real mental stress. Put the pain up in the chest. Inside a horrible breath. Broken down, that's less than an ephemeral mess. Undeniable that you're a failure. Can easily tell your frail mind has been sheltered. Well, in the flaming pits of hell where they will scalp him. On it, they have a skeleton. They call him planet Earth. Put your fucking hands in the air like a robber. We taking everything, homie, ain't no stopping me. You better quit now, the bullshit shit is real. These rappers don't understand, we a logic kill. Put your fucking hands in the air like a robber. We taking everything, homie, ain't no stopping me. You better quit now, the bullshit shit is real. These rappers don't understand, we a logic kill. Put your fucking hands in the air like a robber. We taking everything, homie, ain't no stopping.
Up next, Kid Crazy, blaze of glory. Up next, ICP, in your face.
In your face! Something special! Something special for you in your face! Bitch!
Go get him, boys!
In your face! Something special! Exclusive! For you!
Something exclusive!
A pop up the box, swing on a spring, Big Violent J with the axe out.
Sing.
Trouble we bring, a juggalo thing, wicked clown with the boom pow bang, in your face.
Through the glass there's a fireworks blast, Shaggy the clown hit a murdersome mass. I've been a strangler, no coast to coast, and I turn any thug into a ghost,
in your face.
Juggalo only when it's convenient, and no they don't mean it, we sick of being lenient. Step your ass back before the hatchet attack. You catch a few hacks from the axe.
I crawl like a tarantula on my toes and thumbs. Born to the carnies, gypsies and bums. I spit my raps and tongues over voodoo drums. Bitch, freaky shit, this way comes.
In your face, for you.
Her dirty ass through the rubber out the window as we drove past. Funny thing, I see you standing on the grass and it fucking stuck to your mustache.
In your bang to the pow, wang to the mouth, boom go the wicked clown southwest style. From Pluto to Uranus, we underground famous for doom. A night away bass booms in
I
your
shook
face.
The hand of Satan with a cross in my palm, burnt all the flesh all the way up his arm. I wasn't scared, I was giddy to do it. Then I lopped his head off and threw it in your face.
Same clown posse, never gonna fade. Helped your ass get laid back in eighth grade. Many years passed and we still top grade. Blowing up like a hand grenade.
In your face.
Something
special for you. We got you covered, homie. Something exclusive for you.
In your face.
Or you. Something special.
Classic Records, boys bumping, wicked shit thumping in your
they
face.
They all wanna kill us, but we already dead. And if they think we'll ever die, they severely misled. Phonies out there posing as juggalos, but see it as a demographic to push what have it in your face.
Ned, if you ain't down with that, fuck off. I like getting my dick sucked, jacked off, and salad tossed. Ugly hoes, fine hoes, none go to waste. But for you, herpes meth head anus. Ooh. In your face.
Mikey cocky makes the street pound. Legs down and all around is the round town. One folk up and the other one down. Fucker throwing up the wicked clown. In your face.
Are you?
Back. Up next. ICP and Twisted, the Dirt Ball.
Galecto Inspector, do you read me?
Yes, Captain.
Status?
Completed.
Your mission was to land on the Dirt Ball and explore it thoroughly. You were to monitor the activities of a common life on the Dirt Ball and study people's lifestyles, their general habits of living in their strange society.
Yes.
Have you done that, Galecto Inspector?
Yes, I have, Captain.
Very well.
A strange place this dirt ball is. A lot of guns, a lot of rich folks spitting out bums, a lot of hoodlums. You legit the bums that are really pissed off.
Why?
Probably cause they've been ripped off by the system.
Oh.
They ride around in little cars and throw fuck behind bars like little cars. They're supposed to be there just to serve and protect, but they just punch faces a lot and choke neck. Then they got the higher ups they call judges.
Why?
And they rule the land. Cause I don't understand. Up in the rope, on top of all that,
what?
He's mad old. And he hates anybody that looks different than he did back when he was a kid. But that shit was like 400 years ago. Captain.
Yes, Galecto.
I just don't know. And the kid that was going to jail.
Yeah.
He looked me dead in the face and said,
damn.
Then my cloaking device must have went dead.
Why?
Cause the old ass judge looked at me and said,
Professor Data, my transmission signal is weak and my communication is shattered. We came in contact with several different specimens alive.
Everything has got a price, even if it's wrong or right. Up on site, people judge and stereotype. Their forms of government and religion are glorified.
Purified as the waters that are now polluted. Members of the flock recruited for duty, locked up or instituted.
This is Dr. Data, our face with the planet to see how they medicate us. She's high off that thing. Depending how you swing, you can get most anything from a nickel bag of wings to a loosely worth a cane.
Maintain communication, data here again. Their leader is determined by the vote of many men. Although he's only human and slightly overweight, he controls and manipulates their whole United States.
I called to the White House, Secret Service on the phone giving me a half. He said the information I requested was denied. Before he hung up the phone, he took a deep breath, stopped and replied.
Judging from the information so far collected, the Dirt Ball may not be the ideal place to land.
But what really fucking turns my tentacles is the relationship. They swell each other's lips. I see men that ain't shit in their daily life, so they come home drunk and beat their wife. She forgives him when he says he didn't mean it. You ask me, they can both suck my greedy lips. I give up captain, beat me back to some movie. Oh, another thing, they love to watch horror movies, but you're not allowed to be scary on a CD. They try to ban this one group, ICP. I went and seen him in concert. Jay grabbed me by the head, and then he took his microphone and he said,
back. What up, ghetto?
So get the fuck out.
Yeah, I scared Ms. Looney off.
Jeez, already?
Yeah. And all I did was say, Thor says hail, and then hail thy bind frost, Ms. Looney of Midgard.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that is, but,
In other words, I was typing like, Thor would type.
Well, you see that? Less than 20 minutes, you made the only person that was here leave.
Yeah. And all I did was imitate, Thor. Go figure.
Yeah, I think she's to the point where she just hates you now. One day you'll learn.
Yep. It looks like Mark Henry won't make it. Possibly won't be making it for the Rumble this year.
Why? Because he got an F5?
No, because he's injured.
How the fuck did he get injured?
From the F5.
Come on, man. Tons of people took that move.
Let's see. WWE.com is reporting that Mark Henry has bruised his ribs following the attack from Brock Lesnar on the New Year's edition of Raw. Mark Henry was taken for x-rays following the attack and was confirmed to have bruised several ribs, though none were broken.
Man, you see after they went through that barricade, the people in the audience were like, oh my God, oh my God, what do we do?
Yeah, man. But,
like, why did they look so confused?
I have no idea.
What do we do now? Do we have to move?
Yeah. And as soon as that wall came down, they already had another one in the form of a very large man.
Wait, what?
Come on, man. When they came back from fucking Capri, and they were showing that the barricade was still down, they had a really fat dude as like a really fat security guy, officer dude, fucking sitting there instead, acting as the wall.
I didn't even see that.
Oh, joy. WWE, you fail.
So where the hell was Big Show at, man, since he was the big New Year's baby?
I don't know. I didn't see the first half.
He wasn't on there at all. I saw the whole thing, actually.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. But the WWE has failed us again. They have yet again gotten another shitty artist for the Royal Rumble.
And who's that?
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz? Really? I was just on a status about this.
Yeah, they're using We Own It by 2 Chainz as a theme for the Rumble.
I don't even know that song. So I'll hear it at the Rumble.
Apparently it was used in Fast and Furious 6.
So that's the name of that song that was playing through the whole movie.
Yep.
I knew it was a 2 Chainz song in that movie. I just didn't know what the fuck it was.
Well, now we know. And now we know that Mark Henry is injured. And
hey, come on, man. You have that big ass dude come down there to confront Brock Lesnar. The biggest dude in the fucking roster is shit, man. And then he gonna end up with an injury. May as well. You should have just went with Sin Cara. At least nobody would have cared then.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna come out to the ring, not even make it in the ring, and then get injured. Boom, done.
Oh man, but Mark Henry's done.
What the hell is that the Wyatt thing going on, man? What is that? Daniel Bryan actually going to join that? What is that?
Yeah, he's finally joining the Wyatt family.
Like, that was just that was kind of awkward. Like, what the fuck? It was almost as if like he wasn't even really saying anything.
Exactly, right? Like, it's almost as if he was being like, I don't know, used as a puppet and like, you know, it's like a ventriloquist or something like that.
You know, kind of like how The Rock and the Mankind had I Quit match where he taped them saying I quit and just played it back during the match. It's kind of like what this was.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I really wasn't expecting him to be like, I'll join the family. What?
Yeah, I mean, come on, I got this so long of him saying no to joining the family.
But then on the last Raw of the year, it's going to happen. I really don't think that's going to go too far. I think he's just said yes, and he's going to beat him up, like, next time they're on TV.
Well, it's possible.
You know, like, the tag title match.
I can actually see that happening.
Since I really don't think they're going to make Goldust and Rhodes lose yet.
Probably not.
Even though they're trying to turn them into the fucking Star Wars.
Oh, bud.
I think so far that they're already Star Wars as it is. I mean, Goldust is already fucking Darth Maul.
Did you not see that picture they have on the shop site?
Which one?
Right at the top of the page. With Cody Rhodes and Goldust, with them with the hoods on and shit.
No, I didn't even see that yet.
Yeah, looks exactly like... They're trying to be like some Jedi's or something.
WWE.com.
Like, it's right there, like, the, you know, the little slidey picture thing.
The man, really? Yeah, you're right, man. Go figure. Monday night offer, 20% off orders of $14 plus. Man, where the fuck was this?
I missed
one.
Where the fuck was this at yesterday?
Yeah, right?
I was so pissed whenever they advertised that. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, man.
After I saw that all their shirts and shit were going to be 2014.
Yeah, but what the fuck?
They act like $20.14 is cheap, but it's really not. As for those codes thing or whatever, would you be able to use the code they just gave you plus, like, if you sign up with an email address?
I don't know.
You ain't never tried that? You got that code, right? Or did you use
it? I still got the code, yeah.
Put that code in and then put 2014 in there and see if they allow you to use both.
Let's see. I'm going to try it on. Try it on a DVD.
Well, don't select like a $4 item or nothing. Because they'll be like, ha, fuck you, that's cheap enough already.
Sure, fuck it. I'm gonna try out a poster instead. I mean, since, you know, the AJ poster and Caitlyn poster already $14.99 as it is.
Yeah, dude, that's some bullshit. It should be at least, like, $5.
Yeah, right?
It's not even signed or anything.
Exactly. Like, it's not autographed, so why the fuck is it so damn expensive?
But do you know the smaller picture that's actually signed is the same price?
That's just stupid.
You think that one would be cheaper and then that one would be signed and for $15?
Yeah, no.
They don't allow you to use both?
Nope.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, right?
Well, it's a good thing I didn't even waste my time on it then.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So I guess we're not loved tonight.
I guess not. But shit, man,
all the trolls decide to take a rest.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I guess we're only popular for one day out the year.
Yeah. Man, I figure what I still got to see how many people we had all together. So see how people feel like I said, little people coming in and out.
Or you had the same person coming in and out with a bunch of names.
Well, that too. The Trolls of Nine Dead. thinking that we would care if they blew up fucking Mexico.
Yeah, if you're at least going to say something, at least make it something that we might actually care about.
Yeah, not Mexico.
But, what's that dude's name? Justo, man. He found the like page. I saw that today.
Yeah, I saw that. We just got to remember not to talk much up on there, because if we remember, anytime we talk on there, we lose people.
But I was answering somebody that said something. It's not like I was talking, you know, just in general to the whole page.
Yeah, true.
So, did anybody even download the Christmas mixtape?
Let's go find out.
Besides, like, me. And then I guess, Baby K.
Let's find out. Downloads.
Damn. It's more than I expected.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I was expecting at least maybe 2 or 3, but 16?
Damn. Yeah, wow. Where'd all these people come from?
I don't know. But what do you say we introduce you to Big M?
Okay then.
Here we go, Monster's Hand.
Tell me how to be, you can look whole fucking family knows you're a disgrace. I don't know how you even live with yourself, knowing that you put me through all of this hell. I guess if you died, I'd be a little sorry. Nah, I take it back, I spit on your dead body. I hate your fucking guts and there's nothing you can do. If I head in my way, I torture you too. I wanna skin your body and use you as a rug. Or maybe I'll just cut you right and feed you to the bugs. You never really love me, family or not. As far as I'm concerned, bitch, you can fucking rot. I hate everything about you, especially your face. I'm not surprised, you're a fucking mental case. Fuck it all now, I'm done with your ass. Some bitches like you don't deserve my past. You can lock me up and throw away the key. Give me my mask and tell me how to be. You can look at me and say, it's okay, I understand. But you'll never feel the fear of a monster fan. You can lock me up, throw away the key. Give me my mask and tell me how to be. So look at me and say, it's okay, I understand. But you'll never feel the fear of a monster fan. You lock me up and throw away the key. Give me my mask and tell me how to be. So look at me and say, it's okay, I understand. But you'll never feel the fear of a monster fan. You lock me up, throw away the key. Give me my mask and tell me how to be. So look at me and say, it's okay, I understand. But you'll never feel the fear of a monster fan.
And we're back. So what'd you think, bud?
Yeah, it was a good song. It's not another song about being raped or something.
Don't know.
You don't know, huh?
Nope.
Way to go.
I could always ask.
Well, do you not listen to the song? Like, at all?
I do. I'm just kind of zoned in and out a little bit. Man, you're like, it was fucking brick tonight, man.
It was what?
It was brick out.
It was brick?
Yes.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means cold as fuck.
It means hard.
It was fucking cold.
Why can you just say cold? Brick, who the fuck says that?
Everyone in my neighborhood.
We really got to go through that again?
I should buy JR's all-purpose seasoning. Or ketchup.
Yeah. So you can go salt your steps with it.
Man, I would actually try that too.
I know you would.
But I'm gonna check out the Chipotle ketchup.
I don't know. Why the hell do you want hot ketchup?
I don't know. Why not?
Why don't you just get hot sauce?
I have hot sauce. I have a shitload of hot sauce. But I want the hot ketchup to go with it.
What the fuck?
Code not applied. But it's not fucking $14 or over.
That's why you gotta make it $14.
That's straight up booty right there.
Before they rape you on the shipping.
Hey, we got a guest. More likely the guest will most likely end up being Kid Crazy. What's going on, homie? Hear that? With Fat Man the Glutton.
Or maybe it's just some dumbass.
No, that's definitely one of them. Or it could also be, Big M.
Oh, message.
Yep, it's Kid Crazy.
Well, you should probably sign in.
Yeah, that might help, so that way we know it's you, and you can also, you can talk with us up in the room. But, let's see here. I almost forgot to upload Freddie Gaines to the soundboard.
How come all these shitty ass shirts are $10? I don't want these.
Fuck if I know.
Fucking pink t-shirts.
It's about a ghetto. You don't want a pink t-shirt?
I just said I didn't want a pink t-shirt.
I don't know. Complaining to the WWE about all their pink t-shirts.
Like, I understand you're supporting something, but that's over now.
But that's going throughout the, until the end of the year.
There you go. I am the tag team champion. It's only $10.
No, I am the tag team champion.
No, no one is. So what was the deal with the Kane mask and the case thing just sitting there?
I don't know. Maybe Kane's coming back.
was he watching over Brad Maddox?
More likely. But I don't know, but like I was praying for fucking Triple H just to knock the shit out of Brad Maddox.
Well, he really wouldn't do that.
Yeah, he would. I mean, come on. He pedigreed Brad Maddox one time, remember?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he would end up knocking him the hell, like knocking him the fuck out. I wouldn't doubt it. So let's see here. What track? Oh, yeah. So here we go with Freddie Gaines. This is Crimson Red.
Alright, man. I wrote the song while I was taking a shit, bro. Please don't make me actually unleash on you. Stop running your fucking mouth, man.
No, Nick, I know originality's challenging, and you're balancing how to be fake as fuck like a coward be. No one fucking around with me, get you stuck with the flowers be. I'll be up if you challenge me, getting fuck you ain't wild as me. Fuck around and see, I got a squadron of killers and they surrounding me. You got a woman, you pillage and beat her down and she fucked every clown in the village and so she's bound to be taking home some syphilis kisses for your devouring. See, I'm a ruthless invader, you only ruthless on paper. I'll leave you toothless with some bruises to savor. You're losing your flavor when juggalos ain't fooled by your hater. You might get drug off in the dungeon with contusions and razors. I'm ruling like Vader, you never met a lyricist as real as this. For popping up the pillar, smoke a rocket, you feeling this. But watch out for the steel, cause I'll be cocking the realest shit and leave you on the block with no more awkward appearances.
I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you filled with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with lead, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you filled with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with lead, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch. You in the jungle, nigga, you ain't fooling nobody. And you don't wanna rumble, trigger, fumble, and so sloppy. So if you talking shit, I'll crumble your whole body and leave you in the dark abyss of stumbling cold copy. Say you a juggalo and ain't even want it. You talking shit about the knock, but steady claiming you want it. You say you hot, but you a lame and you flaunt it. You sounded like a bitch to me, a little dame with a bonnet. You little pussy, bo peep, I put you in a cold sleep. And you'll be choking on your blood, you won't be counting no sheep. You're about as wicked as a pound of cold steam. And you get pounded by a thousand men surrounded balls deep. Not to find the figure, just an old creep. I caught a mackin' on 13-year-old bitches through closed teeth. You say you sick, but I'm sicker than most freaks. And I'll admit you, you're a victim, I'm ripping them, no peace. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you're filled with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with lead, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you're filled with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with lead, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch. What can I say about this pissy little homo with no soul, who'd rather suck a dick or throw a low blow? He paints a picture of a crack addicted broke hoe. So cold, he'd rather fuck his sister on the low pro. He gets so twisted on the cap of fist, so cold. With no clothes, he grabbed a fag and kicked him down his throat hole. And everybody is just wishing he would go home with no phone and put the pistol to his head and blow chrome. You need assistance, let me slip him in a chokehold. He's so close, but he just keeps on pissing on his own flow. If we can lift him up, we'll flip him out the window. Revenge hoe, I bet you didn't think that it would implode. And if I wanted coward flu, then I would just devour you. A thousand tombs are waiting for your nick, I think I found a few. So eat a fucking dick and suck up on the thousand dudes arousing you. You little bitch, I hope your mama's proud of you. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you're filled with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with red, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch. I'll leave you crimson red, you ain't the king of shit. I bet you're filled with dread, cause what I bring is sick. But you'll get filled with red, or maybe stained with dick. I take back what I said, you the king of bitch.
God damn it, man. Nick fucking G, the King Crimson. Whatever the fuck you're calling yourself today, man. It's Freddy fucking Geen. You know where the fuck I stay at. You know where the fuck my people stay at, bro. Stop making me fucking laugh at you, dude. For real, man. Don't nobody fucking take you seriously, bro. You was fucking sucking dick for fucking two soups and half a bite of cold cook up in the pen, bitch. I seen your fucking old lady at the club the other night shaking her fucking ass. I threw a buffalo nick at the bitch and she sucked my dick for 45 minutes. I hope it helps you pay your fucking rent money, bro. On some real shit. You're a fucking bitch, bro. You look like you jack off of Icy Hot. Fuck out my face.
And we're back. So what do you think of Freddie Gaines then, man?
What exactly does it mean when you say you look like you jerk off with Icy Hot?
Fuck of all now.
Ain't that what he just said? Like, what?
I think so. But I don't exactly know what it means. What do you think of Brock Lesnar's new shirt?
It's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's only 2014.
All the shirts are, man.
Well, all except for the WrestleMania 30 Road to WrestleMania t-shirt.
Really? Nobody cares about that one.
That's 1999. In other words, $200.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous, man. Fucking, even like an $8 item still comes out to be about $18.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's ridiculous.
It really is.
They're like, all right, we'll knock the price down. But then when you're ready to check out, you'll see that your price is pretty much normal price. Hit you with the tax.
Yeah. Fucked up.
I mean, for fuck's sake, even you got gift tags on there, man, for fucking $2.
Yeah, and even those would come out to fucking $18 altogether.
It's fucking ridiculous. I hate that shit. Well, they got my two purchases of the year, and that's it. Those two DVDs, and then back, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, ordered that Undertaker shirt for, you know, like $18, and that Caitlyn picture for $2.
Yeah, that's dope.
So other than that, that's all they get.
Well, I mean, you know, they, I mean, like I said, that's these fucking towels up on here are retarded. Like the fucking gym towels. They're fucking stupid.
But don't you want to buy the Tristratus block?
No. I mean,
yoga block or whatever the hell.
Well, let me ask you this. Is she the one delivering it?
Yeah, right.
Is she going to be the one that comes into my room and fucking sets it up for me?
Sets it up for you. She comes in and throws it on the floor. That's all it takes.
So,
and no havoc. She's not going to fall into your creepy trap. Hey, you want to come in my room and set that up for me? She comes in, door locks behind her. And that's the last we ever hear of her.
Yeah, she steps in. One big whiff and dies.
So you're planning on killing her?
Well, not on purpose, no.
You might want to air the room out then.
Yeah, I just might want to do that.
But speaking of that, I guess Chewbacca was immune to that because she didn't die.
Oh, she came pretty close to it when she decided to fucking give herself a Dutch oven.
Well, I meant just the smell itself, walking in the place. Not being suffocated by it.
Yeah, this is true. Man, why is it the WWE doesn't have any fucking lighters?
Because if they did, they'd be like $5.
Well, yeah.
You know, kind of like how ICP had lighters, and they were like $3.
Yeah, pretty much.
I did have a twisted lighter at one point.
But hey, luckily for us, we don't need to go back to fucking Hatchet Gear for that shit anymore. Because if we want a lighter, we just hit up the people that, you know, are stealing psychopathic lighters and just resell and just fucking selling them to people.
Yeah, hit up all them people that stole all Hatchet Gear's merchandise. Man, if I was Hatchet Gear, man, I'd be real pissed that people were making more money than, like, you know,
where they are
to be going.
Yeah, right.
Like, all these knockoff shit, man. Like, Hatchet Gear probably gets, like, no business.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Except for, like, maybe Juggalo Day when everything's 50% off.
Well, yeah.
But even then, man, like, I don't even see anything on there right now that I want to buy.
Well, I see something on fucking WWE shop that I want to buy. A Sheamus wig.
What the fuck? Man, go buy, like, some hair extensions or something from, like, a beauty shop around your area.
Fuck no.
And you could just spike it up and whatnot. Or buy like a toupee and spike it up. Whatever you need to do.
So, Kid Crazy and other guests in the room, don't know who the other guest is, but is there anything that you guys want to hear? Either by yourselves or by a different artist? Well, I sparkle my fucking bogey. And debate on whether or not if I really want this Sheamus wig.
You really don't need that, Avic. Well, while you're at it, you may as well pick up the Miz sunglasses.
Or the Feed Me More Ryback hat. $25.99.
That's the hat that you really need. You could wear it next time you're wearing, or when you're eating 40 pizza rolls again.
Man, those were good, too.
Ate the whole fucking plate, didn't you? I know you did, fat ass.
Yeah. Within fucking 5 seconds.
It's ridiculous, man. I can't even eat that much.
And we got Angel Irizarry. Not sure how to pronounce your last name. What's good, homie?
Man, you didn't even pronounce anything right there.
Well, first name's Angel, last name's Irizarry, or something like that. I'll just call you the random homie from Juggalo Family Chat.
Why don't you call them Angel?
Yeah. Well, we got a request from Kid Crazy. He wants to hear a little Kid Crazy and Tech N9ne, I'm a Psycho.
Okay, then. Play one of those tracks.
Or send somebody down to the T's. Be good down to I'm a Psycho.
We already know you are.
No, I'm just a fat ass.
Yeah, you're a fat ass psycho. Looking to abduct women.
Wait. Is he looking for I'm a Psycho or am I a Psycho? Because he just put I'm a Psycho.
That, I think Tech N9ne. What does he think of?
Well, yeah, no, he said Tech N9ne, but he just put, I'm a Psycho.
Well, there you go. That's what he wants to hear.
Okay, so am I a Psycho feat? B.O.B. and the worst artist to ever come out of Disney.
Just press play.
Am I a psycho? Am I a psycho? But you're crazy. My tourist paid me, so I use that dough to allure ladies, to manure babies.
Never that my mind trusts your shady, pure Haiti. Revex Trinity couldn't endure to save me.
Why do I let this stripper burn me on my arm with a cigarette in the same spot 10 times on a room when I feel that burn upon the clitoris? I'ma get her wet. It's already get killed the way I feel stupid, cause I ain't get her yet. Maybe she never look at a fine nigga, sweat on her breast, I get next, so I ain't bitter next.
Open, I try to contain it, but that bang stain's soaking. Alter ego, say why you let them gang bang poking. Strange lane, hoping I can maintain coping, but ain't nobody talking when the insane main spoken.
I like fire on my skin, blood on my drawers, from up on the walls, I'm suffering, I'm stuck in the claws, stuffed in her jaws, huffing and puffing, hollering at my dog. After was I like really hot, calling water on my balls.
Am I a psycho?
I'm no longer the boy you used to seeing. I've changed a lot, plus I've grown to hate every human being. My mood swings have now turned my dreams into gruesome scenes. Now I'm doing things I don't normally do, and illusions seem to be the only pleasures I can gain. Heck, if I was sane, I would've put down the mic and said, fuck it, I'll never rise to fame. But with the wicked record I contain, I could probably jeopardize your name. No lovey-dovey, let's ignite the flame. If you're lucky, you'll survive the pain. Sorry, that ain't very merry to say. Why is this game so scary to play? Well, let me think, cause every day my balls are getting too hairy to shave. Pause a minute, I'm stressing the game. If I go to hell, then heaven's to blame. I don't mean to come off crazy, but you motherfuckers seem to think I'm hella deranged. When I was 7 years old, I fell on my head and I severed my brain. You think I'm lying and ask my mama, nigga, she gon' tell you the same. Should I be ashamed? No, I'm living my life so cat so fabulous. Before you get bent out of shape, my nigga, let me ask you this.
Am I a psycho?
Stab you with this mic and rap this verse I'm rapping to you. Matter of fact, I'm rapping through you. Never say my motherfucking name unless you absolutely have to. I am not no fucking jacket with no matching shoes, and you are not no fashion guru. Can't even see you, niggas. I wish I was rapping to you. Matter of fact, act like I'm rapping to you. If that gives you passion to use, it's having its juice, and just jump up at a conclusion that I'm attacking you, dude. It's just like old fashioned voodoo. Y'all ain't even the shit. No, y'all ain't even the doo-doo. I got more flavor on the tissue paper under my tubes, so I'm slapping you foolish with wooden paddles, you stupid. Baby sitting little bastards like no afternoon children. You could call me psychotic, but it's more like schizophrenic. And I can see, could anyone tell me just where my medicine is? Guess I gotta show these miners just where my avenue is. Man, I swear I'm all about my brain like graduate students. I'm sorry, I ain't mean to hurt your feelings. I see your tears, come here, give me your face, let me clear it. But I wonder how it would look if I were to peel it back with a skillet, and then I would feel it crack when I hit it, and then I would split it back when you heal it. Damn it, Bobbit boy, what in the hell, what in the heaven, what in the earth, where is your mom, what do you curse, where are you from, where was your birth, where were you first, why weren't you in church, why is there dirt, all on your shirt, man, and I think that you're going berserk.
Am I a psycho?
And we're back.
You seemed rather unsure about that.
Because of the fact that I never know which version of the track gets played, and at the time we get you end up hearing Strange after any fucking tech or anybody from Strange music.
These are the actual tracks, Havoc. How about that? No ripping off of YouTube.
This is true. So up next, Kid Crazy, Where I Roam.
Never feel lonely, the dead motherfuckers on my ass.
we chill in the cemetery, watching hour three, and begin to paint the streets that red to make my day stand, dressed in jet black, in the alleyway, gripping crazy by the tag, pommels on the stick, black hair, big tits, grab her by the hair, running next to first slit, tag team the course, it's a show, no remorse, can't call the rape, cause we didn't use any force. In the graveyard is where I roam. In the graveyard I dig a hole. In the graveyard is where I roam. In the graveyard it feels like home.
And we're back.
I too do enjoy having sex with corpses.
So, Angel wants to know how we feel about Joker's new song.
What? Talking about that douchebag, dude.
Yes.
I have not heard the Joker's new song, nor do I even care about the Joker's new song. The Joker can go on and fight with everybody on the internet for all I care. Oh, wait. Here he does that.
You know what? Speaking of going on and on.
On and on.
What? The Joker? The same motherfucker be crying on Facebook all the time? Him? You think he's better than who? Oh, hell no. Yeah.
Yo, listen close, I'm spitting slow cause it's a joke. I rip a flow, just as bad as you can hit a note. But listen though, it's the principle my niggas getting into you. It's not cause they offended you, oblivious. Thinking you the pinnacle, when nobody really feeling you. A cynical madman with a queer hat and pinning on tears. And you all weird, thinking that you better than a nigga with a long beard. But you're not though, so you really need to stop, bro. Not so hot, so hot, so hot, so. Meanwhile, in the eyes of us, your appearance is apparent, you can never be a parent. And a woman would consider you not less than a mimic of a real man. Let's begin with the clinic, I ain't started yet. You a far from best, get a whole bunch of shit to get off my chest. Got a couple wax songs, I'll bother the rest. Guess criticism has a heart of fact. Cause you gon' bitch about it all online. Ever heard a dope song in a long time? You a soft guy, can't smash on my small fry. Just to make her feel better, let's all cry. Fuck off, I don't cry like that. I hate everyone who don't like my tracks. I write on my wall, but I won't write back. Let's make another song where I ride my sack. I'm going tiny jet, but I hide my face. Can't show it without my pain. Who cares about the likes on my page? I was the man on my face. Jay, yo.
Yeah, this motherfucker goes. That was the best in the globe. And I hear him going on and on. Every single fucking time that I'm logging in online. Yeah, my bitch alike. On and on, on.
I don't even know this fact. Just another quick code to smash. Scroll down the news feed, first thing I see. Uh-oh, the Joker's mad, I noticed that. He talk shit online knowing the outcome. In the 30 minutes of silence, the best part of your album. I feel bad for your fans for having a stand. For this half of a man, giving half of a grand. Get a rash on my hand for slapping the stand. Kissing ass, taking an evil rat in the pants. And I have to address the mess you talking about me and my fan. Two whoops to the truth that are used to the dudes. I refuse to pollute, but I think I have to.
Shit in your Omniverse, shit in yo, I'm Everse. I know you sensitive, so these words probably hurt.
If you're an intelligent man, then why you repelling the fans? Keep yelling again and again. Just shut up and pick up a pen. Since you a lyrical god, I'm tearing apart your spirit and heart. You're mirroring art. But have you ever thought this? Us artists was looking for a target. Now we start with you, some guy in the clown suit. I've been dying to clown you. I'm just ready for round two.
Yeah, this motherfucker goes. That was the best in the globe. And I hear him going on and on. Every single fucking you to diss me.
And we are back.
Woo!
So, Angel, man, what did you think of that track, man?
He loved it.
He wants to know how we feel about the Wyatt family and Dee Bryant. It looks like Duck Dynasty.
Well, for one thing, they're a lot better than Duck Dynasty.
Well, yeah. That's definitely the truth.
But I have no problem with Daniel Bryan being a part of the Wyatt family, though.
Yeah, it's just funny. It's just funny how they ended up doing it tonight.
Yeah, it's just weird how they went about it, though. Yes.
So who will be the next one to do?
I don't know.
Who's injured? Mark Henry?
Well, he's injured. That's not going to happen. Sin Cara is going to come back with a beard. He's going to be in there.
Man, what the hell are you talking about? He's already back. He just shaved already.
No, he's not back.
Yeah, I mean, we all know it's Hunico, but did Sin Cara even compete in a match tonight?
No.
Maybe he's injured again.
Although it is pretty wonderful that we don't have to see Alberto Del Rio, though, so that's pretty nice.
Hell yeah. But I could have sworn I took this track off the soundboard.
And what's that? The Hidden Hobson track on there that you love, huh?
Oh, it was a song that you hate.
And what song was that? Don't even fucking play. Just tell me.
Make poop. Everybody in the club wanna make poop. Everybody in their car wanna make poop. Everybody going on a date, make poop. Everybody running late, just make poop. When you're dodging traffic cause you gotta take a dump, no matter how good you drive, you'll always hit a bump. But you will get home now sooner or later, but cross your fingers that you have toilet paper. If you got a shit and you're stuck in traffic, your palms will sweat and your ass will twitch. Ain't that a bitch? If it starts to come out, just give your cheeks a pinch. Pinchy, 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 pinch, poop, poop. Have you ever had to take a shit at a zoo? Maybe at school, maybe in a pool. Sometimes I have to take a shit in a drive-thru.
Make poop.
This song goes out to the truckers. Man, I feel bad for all you motherfuckers.
Make poop.
The people who like jumping out of planes.
Make poop.
The people who get stuck in the rain.
Make poop.
It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor.
Make poop.
Everybody just need to
make poop.
All the girlies do it like Britney Spears, pushing out a nutty buddy face full of tears. Mr. T has problems with his colon, cause every time he shits it looks like Gary Coleman. Whenever you go and take a crap, do you ever turn around and take a look back? Do you shit before you pee? Sometimes I pee before I poop, and when I poop I pee freely. If this song makes you feel weird, make poop. Who cares about the other people, just make poop. Everybody has a butthole, make poop. If someone gets mad, tell them
they make poop.
That's it. I haven't heard enough people out there talking about making poop. So what am I gonna do? Make poop again.
Make poop.
The people who like smelling their own fart.
Make poop.
The people who think shitting is an art.
Make poop.
The people who
like riding on a bike.
Make poop.
Shitting is a part of life.
Just make poop.
When you're at a party and you see somebody hot, they walk your way, but your stomach has a knot. They grab your hand for you to dance. When you get to the floor, you shit your pants.
And it runs down your leg and into your shoe. The music stops cause it smells like poo. What you gonna do? You run to the bathroom with your dingleberry stew. Sweaty, slimy, stinky, smelly, fuck, fuck, fuck. You get to the back and the bathroom's locked. Your body gets hotter cause your ass won't shut. Remember when you're out of toilet paper, use a sock. I am Mr. Safety, but my real name is Corey. Believe it or not, I make poop every morning.
Make poop, the people in the USA.
Make poop, the people who live in the UK.
Make poop.
Just make poop.
All the Asian people do it like Bruce Lee. Shitting out a Milky Way, running up a tree. African people do it with a beat. One time I almost shit myself riding in my Jeep. Cause I'm just a stupid white boy. I think it's funny when people get annoyed.
When
does the song make you sick? I'll pull down my pants so you can suck my wiener.
People with a shallow mind aren't worth pleasing. Cause everything I do is always done for a reason.
And it's never the season for misbelieving. So be open with yourself because that's who you must believe in.
Make poop.
We're back, and Angel said Damian Sandow is part of the Wyatt family.
Yeah, may as well do something with him since I don't really going to do anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Seeing how they said that he beat the great Khali, but he couldn't even do that.
It's true.
Clearly his shoulder was up. Dude, I noticed that. I didn't even think they were going to bring that up on the commentary, but they actually did. I was like, wow.
Yeah, they surprised people.
I was surprised they were going to, you know, they didn't just play it off.
Yeah, yeah.
But come on, the great Khali. If you can't beat the great Khali, there's something wrong with you.
Let's see. Angel said he likes the push that that Curtis Clay's getting.
It's not much of a push. He loses every week.
Yeah, they're the same people.
Yeah, it's not much going on there. He's losing to Little Jimmy every week. And I'm really tired of hearing about that. Oh, he stole my music shit. We heard it the first time.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to talk about it.
But Cole and JBL keep bringing it up.
Yeah, do we really got to talk about it every time they're in the ring?
And I hope not.
Move on.
Yes.
The hell was that?
The hell was what?
Are you taking a shit?
Nah, I bet I'm on Yahoo. Mobile.
Man, I heard some... Heard some plopping or something, man. Some fucking turds hitting the water.
No, not yet.
Not yet? How you gonna blame it on Yahoo?
Man, I probably will blame it on Yahoo next time.
What the hell are you doing on Yahoo? What the hell goes on Yahoo?
I've got a few people up on there that I talk with.
Wow. People still exist on Yahoo. How about that?
Yeah, right.
I don't remember the last time I was on Yahoo.
But Angel wants to know what got playing for Dave B.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
Excuse me, sir, but we speak English here. And it's a very poor Spanish.
Yes. See. Angel said Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Binks.
Probably. But I think we have all sold our souls. What do you think, Ghetto?
Did that a long time ago.
Yeah, well, Little White finally joined the club.
What?
Here is wisdom.
I sold my soul.
Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And his number is 603.
I sold my soul to the devil for a small price.
Hit the blank.
body where the devil hangs.
And we are back. Okay, Angel wants to know, what do you think they got planned for the return of Dave Bautista?
For him to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
Yeah, the Beast versus
the Animal.
The Week. Yeah.
I don't know. People keep making pictures of that shit, so it's bound to happen.
Yeah, it is.
So does this mean Brock Lesnar is going to be in the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
So were you excited about the big announcement? Randy Orton versus John Cena? Again?
We all saw this one coming.
She announced it. I was like, I'm probably the only person in the world that just doesn't give a shit.
Exactly.
Like, we saw that match last pay-per-view. Remember when you're supposed to unify the title belts, but you didn't?
Yeah, they won't. And that's probably not even going to do it this time.
And I would like to point out that whole video package that they had of Randy Orton. Half of it was him beating up Triple H.
Oh, man.
And on top of that, from the beginning of it, that didn't show when he beat Chris Benoit.
Again.
No. The last one they showed actually showed him in it for like a few seconds. This time around, they made sure they didn't.
I guess they're finally starting to see the errors of their way.
That was a long time ago they realized that.
Yeah, Angel, that would be a good match. Dave Bautista versus Mason Ryan.
Yeah, Mason Ryan never existed anymore.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he kind of went out like that black guy that got fired. As soon as he got fired, Mason Ryan disappeared.
Yeah, right. And now he's back in NXT. Beating up Gershon.
You know what?
I said beating up people that nobody knows exist.
Exactly. You know, kind of like how that 70s porn star dude showed up.
Yeah, right.
Xavier Woods.
And now he's in WWE.
Now he's there with R-Truth, another failed tag team.
Yeah, it's funny how fucking JBL and Cole keep saying that the tag team division is really fucking starting to heat up. No, it isn't. All it is is fucking team up with each other and failing miserably.
Yeah, all it is people teaming up and doing nothing. Yeah. Like, look at this new tag team that'll never get a title shot. Or here's a division they should, work up, the U.S. division for the U.S. title.
Yeah.
Instead of having stupid-ass Dean Ambrose running around like a wet mess.
Yeah, not doing jack shit with it.
Yeah, look at me. I could scream and people walk down the steps. Wonderful.
Well, at least he doesn't scream like a girl like fucking Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? Man, I saw, after I told you about that, then I saw somebody posted up, admit it, you laughed whenever you heard him scream.
Yeah, but I commented on that saying, yeah, he screams like a bitch.
Yeah, it was terrible, man. Got such a girly ass voice.
Yeah, right.
So I'm gonna beat up Mark Henry, I'm big and bad, but then he talks and shit, it's like, the fuck? I think Big E could talk better.
Yeah, right.
Maybe even a Great Khali.
Yeah. Great Khali, even though we have no idea what the fuck he says.
Yeah. Ever since we lost the other dude, they told us, the Great Khali says.
Absolutely. The Great Khali says, fire! As a retard.
The Great Khali should be in the longest yard, and then that'd be it. But no, stupid as Vince McMahon had to bring him into the WWE, and he won't go away.
Yeah.
Stuff like the Big Show beat him up.
Yes, they should definitely do that.
Just come down and punch him in the face and then walk away.
But that's what they need to do.
But no, of course not. We'll never see anything entertaining. We'll see John Cena win everything.
Yeah.
Or Daniel Bryan versus Luke Harper for the 10th fucking time.
Yeah, the next thing you know, we're going to see Kofi versus The Miz again.
Oh, no, don't even say that. We do not need to see that ever again.
This is very true.
But you know what we need to hear, though? We need to hear some Stevie Stone, I'm a Grave Digger.
I can definitely do that. Go down to Stevie Stone. Let's see. There we go.
I'm a great digger. I'm not a rapper. I'm a great digger. grave digger. I'm not a rapper, I'm a grave digger.
Angel, we agree. Cena is overrated.
Very overrated. I mean, he is entertaining it sometimes. Says some funny shit and whatnot. But he doesn't have to be in every fucking main event.
And of course, apparently, Angel thinks Brock needs to work on his mic skill.
You think?
But I think he needs to work on getting a deeper voice before fucking getting onto the mic again.
So did you notice that Paul Heyman was perfectly fine after being beaten within an inch of his life?
Yeah, I saw that.
Way to go, CM Punk. You ruined that.
Yeah.
I'll beat the hell out of Paul Heyman. No, he's fine. He's right there. What are you talking about?
I mean, you know, you should have at least put him to a, you know, put a fucking taker and toss fucking Paul Heyman off the fucking cell into a fucking table.
That would have killed him.
Yeah, but it still would have been funny.
Flying walrus.
Man. That's exactly what Jerry would say, too.
I know.
Either that or fucking, either that, it's, look out, it's raining walruses.
or you could take it to that point where, what's that song? It's Raining Men. Just for Michael Cole.
bud. Apparently Angel misses Cena's rap gimmick.
Yeah, it was a whole lot better than this gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, the Fruity Pebbles gimmick.
Yeah. That's just a big time fail.
I think it's about that time to bring The Rock back to come sing to us again.
Man, they probably will.
But not via satellite, though.
Yeah, no. I think they should bring back The Rock so that way he could sing to Vicky Guerrero again.
Man, ain't she on like SmackDown though?
Yeah, but she shows up at random spots. I mean, come on. They had her on fucking Tribute to the Troops, claiming that it was her show.
Well, no wonder that show sucked. Vicky Guerrero was in control.
Exactly.
Because that was, I don't even know, man. Usually, that was a pretty good show, but that one was just bad.
It really was.
And then Daughtry with his big-ass fucking microphone.
Yeah, man, I mean, come on. They gave him the Big Show's microphone.
Oh, I was kind of wondering what the fuck you were talking about right there, but... Yeah. Don't you just hate yourself because you know who Daughtry is?
Yeah.
When you hate yourself, you're friends with him? So that's surprising that that wasn't on last week. But it's actually going to be on New Year's Day. How about that?
Yeah, right. What the fuck?
Surprising. I thought they were going to not do it this week, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anyway.
Let's see. Angel says that they need to bring back some old tag team. Man. They have enough tag teams as it is, to even the ones that don't truly exist.
What tag team would you like to see come back?
Probably ones that aren't dead.
Well, clearly they're not going to come back if they're dead.
Well, true.
Because we're talking like old tag teams. You can bring back the Bushwhackers.
Yeah, they can bring them back.
Since we can't bring back Legion of Doom, so...
Angel, I think you need to realize something. R-Truth is now with Xavier Woods.
What the hell? What did he say?
Road Dogg and R-Truth.
You mean Road Dogg and K-Quick?
Yeah. Well, he says R-Truth.
Well, same person. Well, they're both still there, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Although Road Dogg probably would never do that, though.
I don't think so. I don't think so, Tim.
Well, thank you, Al.
Ten seconds,
Angel, until you can't hear us anymore.
Yeah.
The hell was that? Who are you locking in your room?
Wait, what happened?
Oh, he's in the fucking bathroom. sound effects.
Well, it takes me to get sound effects anyway.
Well, yeah. Bad enough we got to hear it. Hey, we don't need you going.
Better.
So you know any other websites that sells wrestling? I can't even fucking talk. Wrestling merchandise?
Not that I know of. I mean, Amazon.
I don't even know how to fucking use Amazon.
Yahoo.com.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they got a store out there. They got like, they have stuff there.
Let's see.
Lamps.
Say lamps.
Yeah.
What the fuck I want to buy a lamp for?
I don't know. Oh, never mind. If you want to buy it, it takes you directly to www.shop.com.
Told you.
Kmart. Wrestling Super. Here we go. WrestlingSuperstore.com. They have WWE. And they're fucking expensive.
Well then.
Yeah, man, they got cheaper DVDs there or than anywhere else.
How much is everything else, though?
Oh, let's see. They've got toy sets for like $12.99, a Dean Ambrose action figure for
$25.
$25? Yep. They have a talking referee for $20. They have a Kane adult size hoodie for $50. They got a Brock Lesnar shirt for $20.
There you go. Reasonable price for a T-shirt, $20.
The Rock Great Ones exclusive promotional DVD, $5.
Then they got like old wrestling shit.
That's what I'm looking at. Wrestling ring barricade for a wrestling ring. $19.
Okay.
Wait, it gets even better. They have a hardcore toilet and sink combo for wrestling figures, $8.
What's that for the flock?
Probably.
Or is that for Mark Henry? He had a toilet for Christmas.
see. WWE The Rock people's elbow pad instead of two for $20.
Elbow pads.
Not really seeing anything old yet. I mean, unless you couldn't count the Barack Obama action figure they have.
Barack Obama?
Yeah.
He has an action figure?
Yep.
Why?
Fuck if I know.
Who the fuck wants that?
Here we go, man. They got a Hogan Hulkamania yellow sleeved shirt for $20. Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hogan from NWO, $20. And a red Hulkamania t-shirt, $20.
Man, I saw a Wolfpack shirt for cheaper.
Yeah. Let's see. Shirts. There we go. They got a WrestleMania 26 shirt for $15. John Morrison t-shirt for $15.
Man, I thought you were gonna say John Laurinaitis.
No. Ricky the Steamboat Dragon shirt for $15. Authentic Dead Undertaker Dead Man Inc. t-shirt for $15.
I used to have that shirt.
They have a Sergeant Slaughter's t-shirt for $20. WWE Legends Ted DiBiase Million Dollar Man, $20. Andre the Giant t-shirt for $20. Bret Hart shirt for $15. There, I'll send you the link. You guys should check everything out on this.
Okay.
They even got, let's see, they've got Talking Referees, Spinning Toy Belts, DVDs, Blu-rays, gear from TNA, pendant.
I want to find an old Al Snow t-shirt.
Let's see what this is. Kelly.
Kelly what?
Photos, 8x10.
Oh, yeah? Any good pictures?
One in her bra and panties.
How much are those?
$4.
$4?
Yeah.
Damn. It's a whole lot cheaper than what she's selling pictures for.
Let's see, Trish Stratus, Tori Wilson, Gail Kim.
Dude, Gail Kim is just not hot.
No. They got other ones for $5.
Is this on the same website?
Yeah. Full size WWE posters, $10.
Yeah, it's like I found, like I told you, I found that random poster that I didn't even know I had of Armageddon with Tori Wilson on it.
Nice. Let's see. Rebecca.
Who?
Mickie James.
Who the fuck is Rebecca?
I think it's, what's his face? Macho Man's wife.
Is that like her real name?
I think. I mean, yeah. I get to go and look at all these. Michelle.
All I think about Macho Man and some chick is Miss Elizabeth.
The Candice Michelle, Ashley Mazzaro.
There you go. Yeah.
Maria Kanellis.
Damn,
Jillian Hall.
Jillian Hall.
Yeah.
She's still hot, but she's annoying.
And these are all $4.
Yeah, until you get to the shipping.
Well, I don't know what the shipping is yet. I haven't checked that out yet.
It's always a zinger.
Yeah.
But they got some dope-ass fucking bitches, though.
That they do. They really do. Let's see.
And you said these eight by tens?
Yep. And they have autographed pictures of on here too. For like going from $20 to $25 to $30.
Man, I got pictures for cheaper than that autographed.
Let's see. Autograph 8x10s. Here we go. We got cheaper ones here. They've got a autographed photo of Angelina Love with the TNA Women's Title Belt for $10.
Not bad.
Let's see. An autographed Vader picture for $10.
Always taught.
Let's see here. Mickie James, autograph for $10. Winter for $10. Shit, I'd get that one because Winter's fucking sexy.
You mean, what the hell was her other name? Katie Lee? Is that her name?
Yeah, or something like that.
Whatever the fuck her other name was.
They got Jillian Hall one up on here in a green bikini autographed for $15.
Well, at least she's not singing.
Let's see. They got a Terry Reynolds one autograph for $10.
There you go.
Yeah, man, this has got a lot of dope fucking picks that you can buy and for cheap. Tori Wilson in a pink dress autographed, $10. Miss Kitty, a.k.a. Cat, for $10 autographed.
No shit. They actually have a picture of her.
Yeah, look, a Melina autographed 8x10, $10. Victoria, $10. Maria autographed, $10. Sunny, $10.
Sunny before she found drugs.
Yep. they got one of Papa Shango up on here for fucking $15.
What are you talking about? He's on psychopathing now.
Oh, yeah. But, here we go. Dawn Marie, red and black outfit, autographed. Deborah, 8x10. 10
Damn, 0. Deborah.
I don't know what, I don't exactly know what the shipping is for this place yet, but, you can let me know.
I can let you know.
Let's see. Here we go. About us. Welcome to our online store with over 5,000 collectible item, wrestling item. Don't care about that one with the fucking shipping is. So, let's just go click on a random product. Let's see. Do I want an Undertaker one? Matt Hardy? Oh, no. Hardy Boys? Triple H?
Well, you just pick something.
Oh, no, check this out, man. WWE Undertaker Phantom Zipper Pool. Hardy Boys Zipper Pool. Triple H. John Cena Colito. D.J.
What the
Smith.
Hell are you saying?
Zipper Pool. You know, those things that click on to, that hook up, that hook on to, like, the zippers of, like, your hoodie and shit.
So just little things you put on your zipper?
Yeah, they're $3.
That's a lot of money for a little ass thing, huh?
They got pins. They got leather cuffs and armbands, sweatbands, rubber bands, keychains, dog tags. Let's see the dog tags they got here. They got a Undertaker dog tag, WWE DX Suck It dog tag for $5.
There you go. That's what shirt I want again. I want the DX shirt that says Suck It. You used to have that shirt too.
They just might have it. But I'm gonna go with the fucking zipper pull because I can add it to one of my hoodies.
Yeah, right, dude. You couldn't even figure out a belt.
You check out now. Motherfuckers, are you serious?
What?
Yeah, the minimum order for this site is $10. Like, really?
That's funny, so.
All right, so $10. Let's see how much of the fucking other stuff are. No. There we go. We got a. Undertaker, Rey Mysterio. Action figures. Talking referee that says I talk.
Man, will you stop talking about that damn talking referee?
Man, that shit's just fucking retarded, though. It's funny at the same time.
It's like the third time you talked about it, though. Do you want that referee?
No, but I'm kind of curious about it, though. Like, why the fuck does that need to talk?
You know, one, two.
You're disqualified! There we go. Color lanyards. Spinning pennants. That's all John Cena. More WWE pennants. There we go. Sheamus, Rey Mysterio. Del Rio doesn't need a fucking pennant. He's a faggot. Shawn Michaels pennant. Undertaker pennant. I'll add it to the cart. And then we go back to jewelry. And see, what was $2 again? Was it the pins that was $2? No. Was it the bracelets that was $2? Yes. Bad. What I need my phone number for, but fuck it.
You know, just to call you up and say hey.
Oh, I don't want them calling me up and saying hey.
Jeez.
Because they'll hear click after they say hey.
Well, damn. I feel bad for anybody who calls you.
Oh, shit. No. Flat rate U.S. shipping. Average delivery time of 7 days, assuming all items are in stock. $8.
What the fuck? It's the same thing as WWE, man.
Exactly. Well, maybe. Hold on. Let me see something. Because they're $10, but let me see something. Zipper pulls. Go back to it. Man, it's only $10. I'll put a $10 minimum. Even with PayPal.
What?
Even with fucking PayPal. Well, like I said, you can check out that entire site.
What the hell did you just try to do?
Well, I was trying to get and purchase some stuff so that way I could see how much it would cost. Like, see if it's the same if it's the same pay for shipping with PayPal, but probably is.
Yeah, I don't know why that would change.
Fuck if I know. There we go, we got some buttons, buttons.
Buttons, buttons. Woo!
Yeah, man, I got a Triple H logo button, Shawn Michaels button, Stacy Keebler, and Bikini
Cool. Oh, there
Cole,
we go.
8x10 for $2.
Wait, what? What's for $2?
Stacy Keebler and Bikini, full color, 8x10 photo.
Man, I got tons of those pictures, though, out of, like, magazines.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bunch of those just laying around that used to be on my wall.
Let's see.
Like those big-ass banners that I bought off of TNA. I don't even have any fucking place to put those. I was able to put one up. They're big as fuck.
Oh. This is an actual poncho, or is it for the fucking toys? It looks like it's for a fucking toy.
What's for the toy?
They got fucking WWE ponchos for $3.
It'd be funny as hell if you thought it was an actual thing and got it and it was for the toy.
Yeah, I tried putting it up. What the fuck is this?
Like, I'm going to return this. It doesn't fit.
Well, it's not supposed to fit you, motherfucker. Well, I thought it was for me, but it turned out it was for the action figure.
That'd be funny as fuck.
Bad. $9.50. Let's go all the way back.
All the way back.
And I'll add a fucking black shovel.
Black shovel?
Yes.
Is that for the wrestlers too?
Yeah, it is.
No, I mean literally for the action figures.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you want that for?
I don't want it. I just want to check on. But I don't remember my password for PayPal, so that's out.
Jeez, man. Do you even really need? Do you really need to have an account with PayPal? You could just check out.
You could, but since I have an account with them, it makes it easier for me.
No, that's what their emails say. If you had PayPal, it'd be a lot easier. Make things easier for you. Bullshit. So what are your big plans for New Year's Eve here, man?
Man, I don't even know yet.
It is today.
Yeah, it is. Well, first I'm going to Spencer's to return my belt. That does not fit my fat ass.
Tell him this does not fit my fat ass.
That's exactly what I tell him. And then probably going to get pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah. And I'll come home and I'll play Mortal Kombat.
Did you even play any of those games yet?
No, not yet. I was like, I've actually been waiting until, like, my day off, like, until, this week, because I'm off today, Wednesday, and Thursday, so I figured I'll get a good 3 days of work, just relax and just play the game, and not have to worry about going to work. I think I'm going to get up off here and go pass the fuck out.
Hey. All right, boy.